Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and on Friday, we think about what really matters on the What It Takes Radio Network.
The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Is Warren Buffett jumping the shark? What does that mean? Well, we're going to talk about that today. It's what really matters. We start now. And welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan, and delighted to be here with you. Understand there's some new people joining us today. So if you've never heard us, my name is Peter McClellan. I'm the host typically of this portion of what we call What Really Matters. Jeff Hyback joins us most weeks. He's an active money manager with a company called Strategic Equity Management. And unlike traditional buy and hold strategies, active management is something that aims to mitigate the risk and not have people suffer quite as harshly when things go badly. Not guaranteed, but nevertheless, we bring up a good concept because Jeff also has a blog that he writes, and I want to give you that information to you newbies. If you've never tuned in before, Jeff has a website or a blog site. It's a SEM Traders blog. And you go there and you can see a picture of the Fonz. Jeff, well, first of all, welcome to What Really Matters once again. It's been a little while since we sat down and had a chance to do this, so the podcast. So tell us, I'll let you describe it. You brought it to your blog. I heard the term jumping the shark. I wasn't quite sure what it meant. What does jumping the shark mean?
Yeah, it really comes down to a television term, and this will probably date both you and I. I think we both remember the episode of Happy Days where Fonzie did the stunt where he was jumping the shark. And ever since, and that was so panned by critics that now anytime a television show does something that's totally out of their norm and it's just a ploy to get ratings, mm-hmm. It's now, you know, people are asking, hey, did this show jump the shark?
And did it die and forget to fall over or something? Like
were they so desperate for viewers and for attention that they did something that went against their model?
Okay. All right. Well, it's a good question when it comes to the stock market. So, Jeff, tell us, you know, you see this every day. You talk with representatives like me out there, advisors. You talk with investors. We see on the one hand people very excited for the first time in a while about the prospects of an improving economy. Maybe taxes will get cut. Maybe regulations get cut. Maybe the economy picks up from here and the market. And then on the other hand, many would say, and you would as well, as your blog points out, the market's probably, it's safe to say it's overvalued. Can it go higher? Yeah. But why are we in this strange paradigm, strange point in time? What's going on that it's long in the tooth with the market, but yet people are still excited. It could go higher. How do you see this at this point?
Yeah, it's something that we've seen, you know, I've been doing this for 18 years. SEM's been around for 25. And so this is the third time that I've witnessed this firsthand where I'm dealing with clients. And you start to see the emotions that really get involved with things. You know, the more the market goes up, the more people believe it's going to be persistent. And then they tend to have their own jump the shark moment where they abandon what's worked really well for them thus far. And they start chasing things just to get higher returns. And the reason I brought it up this week was Warren Buffett just released his annual letter to shareholder last week. And in it, he was pretty blasé about any risks in the market. You know, he said, oh, yeah, it'll go down sometime, but, you know, that's a chance to jump in and buy more. And, you know, he's recommended in the past that people should just buy, I won't name the name for compliance reasons, but the XYZ 500 index fund.
Right.
And, you know, then you take a look at a quote that he had back from 2001 where he described a really good way to measure the valuation and the prospects of the market. You know, he just said it's a general economic principle. If you take the market cap of all the publicly traded stocks out there and you divide it by the economic output, mm-hmm. it tells you either how cheap or how expensive the market was. And he says, if you look, and again, this was back in 2001, he said, if it gave a warning signal nearly 2 years ago, so back in 99, and it was a very strong signal that, you know, something was off. Well, now we're looking at it and it's at a level that during this bull run we've never experienced except back in 1999, and even now it's starting to approach it. Mm-hmm. And yet this person who's called the Oracle of Omaha is basically telling people to stick to a buy and hold strategy.
Mm. So it may, and maybe, you know, not to, to throw Warren Buffett under the rug, because he's, you know, he's a gifted, brilliant guy that's had lots of insight. I wonder too if he isn't afraid to move markets by his comments. Maybe he's afraid that he would cause panic if he was saying, you know, it's way overvalued, it can't possibly go a whole lot higher. I would think he could have that potential impact on things, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. So
that's something a lot of people are saying, and you know, is, you know, could be factoring in his mind, and you know, it really boils down to me. You and I have spent a lot of time the last several months talking about behavioral biases and some of the psychology that goes into our decision making, and it's really eye opening to me if you start to look at the motivations of Mr. Buffett, and it is definitely he doesn't want to move the market. He understands the impact he has. But he's also, I've noticed over the last 6 or 7 years, really been concerned about his legacy and how people think of him. And it's something we all do as we get older. You know, you start to think about your legacy, and with him pushing, you know, into his 90s now, in, you know, pretty soon, sadly, he's not going to be here forever. And there's an old saying on Wall Street is that you're only as good as your last trade. And you know, people inside around him say he's probably afraid to upset the markets. And also, if this goes on for another 2 or 3 years, to be back in that place, you know, remember, go back to 99 and 2000, he was called washed up. And imagine if he had passed away then, his legacy would have been that he was this old washed up has-been who had no idea how technology worked. And he ended up being right because he used what's now called the Buffett indicator that he's now ignoring. And so, to me, if Warren Buffett, who is one of the most disciplined investors I've ever studied, has his own emotional biases, that is really eye-opening, that we all need to take a step back and study our own biases.
Yeah, we're all human beings, and we all have emotions. And I'm just amazed at how varied the opinions are right now and how strong they are on each side. There are people that are absolutely, you know, they're reading the tea leaves, and maybe it's the political environment. They just see perhaps Trump as being such a wild bronco that he'll cause, and he very well could. I don't know. I mean, he's not, he's nothing like what we, like you said before other times, he's nothing we've ever seen before in our lifetime. No president has been like him. You really can't say he's a Reagan. You can't say he's a Clinton. He's not. He's just very, very different. But having said that, some of the things he's proposing could be really good for the economy, could get a lot of people back to work, could push the market higher. So it's a very strange time. And I guess what I'm going to encourage people to do is tune in again next week, because, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to take this apart a little further in terms of what should people be doing at this point, really? You know, what do you do when you see these varying opinions and, you know, you kind of get concerned? You don't want to miss out, but at the same token, you don't want to get slaughtered if things fall apart. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. And we've, to me, it's been, I took the CFA and finally, you know, I passed it after a long 3-year process to get through all three levels of that. And the most fascinating thing to me is just that study of psychology and how it plays into our emotions. And now that I've had, you know, the free time of not studying, I've just dove into that investor psychology piece. And so we're going to have a lot of things to say. And it's really important at this point in the market, because using the Buffett valuation indicator, you can run what's called a regression. You know, for all you stats nerds out there, you can basically say, you know, see the relationship between different things. And if you go to my blog, semtradersblog.com, you can see this relationship between the Buffett indicator and your returns over the next 10 years is very alarming if you're just jumping into the market right now, or if you're in a buy and hold strategy, because with an 82% fit of the model, which means it's a pretty good model, it's saying the next 10 years are likely to be slightly negative for your returns. And that's just using simple data, the Buffett indicator, market cap to GDP. But there's a whole lot more that we have to go on that we can talk about in the coming weeks.
Okay, well, we'll do that. And for those of you, again, didn't catch that, Jeff's blog is SEMtradersblog.com. SEM is Strategic Equity Management, historically, though there is a name change underway. But and here in Minnesota, Peter McClellan is affiliated with Genios Wealth Management. Our company is called the 401k Latte Company, where, Jeff, we encourage people to
invest in a conversation.
I didn't think you were going to say it. I'm glad you did. And do that soon.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.